Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. And you could listen to what you missed. And you may have missed our 3 o'clock hour yesterday. And I direct you to yesterday's podcast, the third hour, because it's the beginning of what I think is going to be a long-running and very successful movement. I am feeling more optimistic today than I have in many years, that we're going to come, we're coming to an end to the great progressive experiment on crime here in California, because it's been so destructive and such an utter failure. And some of the leading politicians in the state who have been pushing us into the abyss, they're now jumping ship. Let's go back to yesterday at 3 o'clock. And again, you can hear this original interview in detail, but I'm going to give you a summary now. This is really important. This is going to be a turning point. Greg Totten is who we spoke with. He is the campaign chair for an organization called Californians to Reduce Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft. And they have a referendum proposed for the ballot that would massively rewrite Prop 47. This is a really big deal. And they have already gotten 360 signatures in a very short time, just barely over a month. They have to get 546,000 valid signatures. So they're shooting for 800,000 total signatures to weed out people who aren't eligible to vote and mistakes and whatnot. So they've got 360. They did it in, I guess, 5 weeks. And they've got till April 26th. And here is what's in this bill. This bill will rewrite Prop 47. They will start prosecuting thieves, shoplifters, people who are stealing stuff. By the third time, you're going to go to jail. And that was that. This is huge, because the way the law is written right now, as you know, you could go and steal $950 worth of stuff every single day. It's always a misdemeanor. Misdemeanors are not prosecuted much anymore. And if they are, you get no jail time. So this would start prosecuting on the third time you're caught, which is what they do in other states. That's number one. Number two, it would go back to the old way of when you pick up somebody who's has drug possession, they're going to have a choice. They are either going to prison or they're going to go to treatment. Their choice. Prop 47 got rid of that choice, and nobody went to prison, and nobody got treatment, but you see them all over the place, right? They're laying underneath highway overpasses and in parks and in sidewalks, and they keep shooting up and snorting up, and, you know, it's just ruined. It's ruined a lot of neighborhoods and a lot of cities in California. The experiment's coming to an end. We got to get this on the ballot. It's going to pass, and then people will start getting arrested for theft. They'll start getting arrested for drugs, or they're going to go into treatment programs. The third thing is going to go after fentanyl dealers. If you remember, the awful people in the Assembly and Senate Public Safety Committees have been blocking any legislation that would put fentanyl dealers in prison for killing their customers. And this would rewrite those fentanyl laws. It's going to make a big difference in life. We're going to go back to the way life was 10 years ago. This is going to go down as a bad experiment, a dark decade when progressive fanaticism took over the state and ruined the state and made it unlivable for a lot of people. And we've always had the power to fix it. And it's always, we were the, well, the public screwed up by voting for Prop 47 and 57. Your fault for blaming that lying idiot Jerry Brown, that lying idiot Kamala Harris, who was the attorney general at the time. You shouldn't believe people like that. They're bad people, and they lie, and they have a weird philosophy about not putting bad people in prison. You have to. There's no other way to live. And I don't care about any of their arguments. We tried it. Didn't work. So here's how you correct it. And we're going to be part of the signature gathering process. In fact, we're hoping tomorrow we're going to have a big announcement, and we are going to be on the road at a location within 2 weeks. And you'll be able to walk up, drive up, and sign these petitions. Again, it's the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. They've got 360,000. They'd like to get another 500,000, and it can be done. They're getting, according to Greg Totten, twice as many signatures. The rate is twice as fast as they expected. And again, Greg is chief executive officer of the California District Attorneys Association. It's the District Attorneys Association that has put this ballot initiative together. These are the prosecutors, not County George Gascon, but many of the rest of them. And he's also been the Ventura County District Attorney. So he knows what he's talking about. This is structured and written properly. And here is the biggest news of the day. And this is what makes me think we are turning the corner and sunshine is coming. Today, the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, announced she's endorsing this act to rewrite Prop 47. Also, the mayor of San Jose, Matt Mahan, he's also endorsing the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. These are two of the biggest cities in California, obviously. San Francisco in particular has been destroyed, run into the ground. London Breed is running for re-election, so she switched sides. Both of these have been progressive zealots, and now they've realized end of the line. They're not going to survive. We're going to talk after 1:30. There is a serious recall campaign against the district attorney up in Alameda County. That's Oakland. And she's very likely going to get recalled, too, because even in Oakland, everybody's had it. Because all the victims of crime in these big cities, they're not progressives. They don't want to live like this. Nobody wants to live like this. No, Democrats don't. Republicans don't. Just this weird cult that took over government over the last 10 years. And those people have to be dropped out in the ocean. Let me just read you a quote from London Breed. In San Francisco, we're making progress on property crimes, but the challenges we are facing related to fentanyl and organized retail theft require real change to our state laws. Fentanyl is deadlier and more addictive than any drug we've ever seen, and it tears communities and families apart. The Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act will make targeted but impactful changes to our laws around fentanyl and help us tackle the chronic retail theft that hurts our retailers, workers, and cities. I fully support this measure. And San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan said similar things, but he also focused on judges mandating treatment for those struggling with severe addiction and hold repeat offenders accountable. And again, there's three keys here. You start prosecuting and jailing repeat thieves. You start prosecuting and either jailing drug offenders or forcing them into treatment. You give them two paths, jail or treatment. Thirdly, is you go after the fentanyl dealers, put them in prison. And that's what this particular act will accomplish. This gets on the ballot, and the polling, according to Greg Totten, through the roof on this. For different sections of the bill, the support goes from 80 to 95%. So this will pass. People are signing it like crazy. We're going to help get this done in 2 weeks, probably tomorrow. Hopefully we're going to announce a location and a time, and you can come and meet us and sign the petition. You can drive up and do it. So this is a big deal. Last 24 hours has made me think, okay, where this era is coming to an end. When we come back, there is a lot of Joe Biden news and Trump news, a lot of court cases. Supreme Court heard the case about Trump and his being thrown off the Colorado ballot. That issue came before the Supreme Court justices. Biden today got a report on his document issue. Remember, he had all those classified documents that he never returned. Well, they had a judgment on that. And they also had a judgment on the state of Biden's mind, which I'll tell you about immediately after we have Deborah do the news and then we're going to give away $1,000. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to be covering the recall, the attempted recall now of, let me get this straight here, the Alameda County District Attorney, Pamela Price. She's a Gascon clone. She is responsible for a lot of the mayhem going on in Oakland, which we've talked a lot about. Pamela Price, she's on the block, and we're going to talk with one of the organizers of the recall. Her name is Brenda Grisham. And it is so bad in Oakland that Gavin Newsom has sent California state attorneys to try to help prosecute criminals. There are so many criminals. There aren't enough prosecutors to make the case. And Pamela Price doesn't prosecute a lot of people to begin with. So it is a real mess. And Newsom is sending an emergency crew of prosecutors in and 120 CHP officers. So we'll talk about all that after 1:30. Okay. This story is just breaking. I heard it as I was driving in. Now, I have totally lost interest in classified document scandals. You know about Trump's trial that's going to come up maybe later this year. And Biden also was being investigated by a special counsel named Robert Hur because he had, over the years, collected a lot of classified documents. He had classified documents from his days as a senator going back to the 1970s, his days as a vice president. They found these documents in various places, including his home in Delaware. But ultimately, Robert Hur issued a report today and decided not to prosecute Biden. And one of the big reasons, and I'm going to read this verbatim, and maybe some journalists would like to pay attention, the ones who don't believe Biden has dementia. All right, so this is from the special counsel from his own Department of Justice. One of the reasons that they're not going to charge Biden is Biden's poor memory would make him hard to convict. Here's an exact quote. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? That's a quote. and then forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. In 2009, am I still vice president? He did not remember even within several years of when his son Beau died. And his memory appeared hazy when describing the Afghanistan debate that was once so important. Among other things, he mistakenly said he had a real difference of opinion with General Carl Eikenberry, when in fact Eikenberry was an ally whom Biden cited approvingly in a memo to Obama. In a case where the government must prove that Biden knew he had possession of the classified Afghanistan documents after the vice presidency and that he chose to keep those documents, knowing he was violating the law, we expect that at trial, his attorneys would emphasize these limitations in his recall. He doesn't remember exactly when he was vice president. He doesn't remember when his son died. He doesn't remember pieces of the Afghanistan debate. He doesn't remember who his allies were. And in the legal opinion of the special counsel, no point taking him to trial. Nobody's going to convict him. Too old, too feeble. But hey, vote for Biden in November, right? Because 5 more years as president. Wow. I had heard that in the White House, they were very nervous about this report, that it would be embarrassing. But there was no detail as to what they thought would be embarrassing. But I imagine that Biden staffers and attorneys accompanied him when he was giving these depositions. And they saw, of course, they know every day because they live with him. This is not just being mean and hyperbolic to say his mind is shot. His mind is shot. And any journalist that downplays, ignores, or denies that he's got advanced, let's say advanced cognitive decline, is that the politically correct term? Then you're just a liar. You're
not
just
a joke.
You're just a fool as a journalist. And they're all over the place. You see them on television all the time. There's some code of silence. Well, and you know why, because they're all a bunch of wacky progressives and they hate Trump. So they're not going to acknowledge what's obvious with your eyes, my eyes, that Biden mind is shot. He's got no business of being president right now. He really doesn't.
Okay.
And
hang on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way, he communicated apparently with another dead European leader. That's the second one this week. We've got a whole report, actually, because Fox News went through a long list of dead people that Biden has communicated with.
Come on, man.
Even Stephen Colbert was making jokes about Biden talking to the dead. So everybody's turning on him, and he shouldn't be president, and he shouldn't be running for president. And they ought to take him away today. And that's the truth. And so how's this going to play out this year? This is going to be exciting. When we come back, there is a movement to remove another prosecutor. Brenda Grisham is going to be with us. Brenda Grisham is behind a recall of the Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price. She's the one who's helped destroy Oakland and surrounding cities because she doesn't prosecute anybody. She's like Gascon with an even worse outcome.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, you can pick up on the John Cobalt on-demand podcast. And that's on the iHeart app, too. We've got more, and I'll get into this a little later in the hour, but we've got more now on Joe Biden is not going to be charged with any crimes for hiding all those classified documents for so many years. And one of the big reasons is, according to the special counsel, Robert Hur, he's senile. And I read you two paragraphs from the official report, and more paragraphs are now being made public. And we'll go through this further coming up in just a few minutes. But first, yes, revolution is in the air. Governor Newsom is sending in a team of prosecutors, state prosecutors, to assist the Alameda County DA, Pamela Price. They have so many crimes in the Oakland area. And on top of that, she doesn't prosecute many people, which is why you have an overwhelming number of crimes, because the criminals then keep stealing more stuff and assaulting more people. He's also sending 120 California Highway Patrol officers into the Oakland area as well. It's chaos. It's like a war zone up there. And there is a strong movement to remove the DA, Pamela Price. She's like Gascon. And we are going to talk now with Brenda Grisham. She's the principal officer of an organization called SAFE, Save Alameda for Everyone. We're talking about Alameda County and the DA, Pamela Price. And let's get Brenda Grisham on the line here. Brenda, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. So what is the status of your recall effort against Pamela Price?
We are internally verifying our signatures, and then we're going to get all of our act together and submit them to the ROV.
And when are you hoping to get this on the ballot?
It will be up to the Board of Supervisors. They have 45 days after the signatures are certified by the ROV.
And the ROV, that stands for
Register of Voters.
Of Voters, right? No, because I mean, we had an attempt to recall Gascon down here, and mysteriously, thousands and thousands of signatures were thrown out at the last minute. And so, I'm wondering if you trust the whole process.
Well, that's why we are, our goal. We were required to get 73,195. So my goal was 110,000 for that specific reason.
What is it like in Oakland, in Alameda County? We read the headlines, and so that's all we got to go by. What's the reality like?
Well, the reality is what you're reading in the headlines. You know, Alameda County as a whole is just, lawless crime here. But it's a lot central in Oakland, because Oakland is just a high crime city. The other cities have less crime, but the demographics are the same. The carjackings, the breaking into businesses, it is more frequent here than in any other city, but we all are suffering the same.
And what is Pamela Price's role in all this? I mean, obviously not doing her job badly. You want to recall her, but specifically, what is she doing or not doing?
She's not really doing anything. I mean, criminals have to be held accountable for their crimes. We've never, ever, and I'm going to speak for me, I've never said anything about putting somebody away for the rest of their life, because I've been doing this work for, my son has been dead for 13 years. I've been doing this work for 12 years. I also work in avenues that help the young people stay out of prison. I go in and I talk to them and try to help them get services. So I work on both ends. I work with the families. I work with the felons. I just work, you know, and it's a give and take. They can't go in a path that they don't want to go. We can't make them, you know, change their life, but we have to hold them accountable for the things that they're doing. So we're not just talking about bippers. We're talking about murderers that are being let on the street with, you know, no consequences. You have to sit down for just a minute to figure out you've done something wrong. And that's not what's happening here.
So talk about the kind of work you've been doing. Like, what is your organization? You mentioned your son. Just give us some background so people know where you're coming from.
My son, Christopher, was murdered December 31st, 2010. And a year after his murder, I start working as an advocate for families. I'm on the board of a few different organizations. I do have a human trafficking organization as well. I have a lobbying group called Their Lives Matter, who travels to Washington, and we lobby for gun law. So, you know, I'm dibbling in everything. I'm the chair of the Gun Violence Subcommittee for the Violence Prevention Coalition. I'm also on the executive staff of the Violence Prevention Coalition and a founding member of the Family Support Advocates here in the city of Oakland.
And what is Pamela Price's philosophy here, that nobody should be charged with anything serious? I mean, what is your point here? What's she trying
to
accomplish?
She wants to right the wrongs that have been done to black and brown young men over the years. That's good and fine. But you need to go back to the ones that have actually been harmed by the system, the people that's in jail for three strikes. We don't have three strikes. Let them go home to their families. Sold an ounce of weed on the corner. I think weed is legal. Send them home to their families. They've been in there 20 years. That's the wrong right there. Somebody killing somebody's child and sitting in jail for 2 years or getting 5 years, that's not righting a wrong. That's just wrong, period. They have to be able to be held accountable for what they've done. You took a life, so you don't get a free pass. I'm not saying send them away forever, but you don't get a free pass, because that family over there, their son or daughter didn't get a chance to plead for their life. You just took their life.
When she sees all the mayhem going on in Oakland and other cities up in Alameda County, she has not adjusted her philosophy at all?
No. She says it has nothing to do with her.
Really?
Yeah, she said it quite often. Her office has nothing to do with the crime in Oakland. And I honestly feel that she believes that. You know, I don't really know her personally.
Right.
I have dealt with her personally. So I have dealt with her.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
She truly believes not prosecuting or giving very light sentences to all these bad criminals has no effect on the quality of life outside her office.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, I believe it, because, you know, Gascon here has the same philosophy. And
I don't know how they think that.
so the whole justice system has no impact on what life is like in a big city.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't put the bad actors in jail for some type of, you know, some type of accountability, how do you figure that that's not, you know, having any kind of impact on a crime? Not saying it's all of the impact, but it is a portion of why crime is like it is in Alameda County.
Right.
There's no getting around that. Ain't no question to answer, period. That's just a plain fact.
Yeah. I mean, it's significantly worse in recent years. I mean, there's no question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, all we can go by is the stories we get and we read about, you know, the first of all, the violent crimes themselves, and then how businesses are reacting and the warnings being given by employers like Kaiser. Employees aren't supposed to go to lunch. You've got at the airport, the rental car companies are saying don't gas up on the way to the airport. In-N-Out is moving out. And you just look at all these stories in the aggregate and there must be something terrible going on. This is not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We had a birthday party for my granddaughter this weekend in Emeryville, and I went back to help my daughter straighten up the room, you know, the suite, because my little grandbaby, she's spoiled. And I pulled up, and 20 cars was bipped, including my daughter's car.
20?
20.
During the party?
No, they went out at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they just went down the aisle and just bipped all the cars.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It was horrible.
Yeah, no, it just sounds like insanity from all the news reports and the video I've seen and all that. And it's great that you've taken action like this and organized this recall effort, because that's the only way to make things better is all these district attorneys and politicians, they have to be replaced. I mean, it's beyond arguing with them or trying to convince them, because you're talking to a stone wall. You've just got to remove them from office. There is no other option.
This has been going on for over a year. So, you know, somewhere, there's no way you can't see that it's going in the wrong direction. The bush is on fire. Something's going on. You know what I mean? And you got to kind of turn around and, do something different. But that's not happening.
All right, Brenda Grisham, thank you for coming on. I wish you luck with the rest of the journey here to get this on the ballot and get Pamela Price recalled. And we'll talk with you again. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Brenda Grisham. And see, this is what you have to do. You need people like her. She's with SAFE, Save Alameda for Everyone. You heard she suffered the loss of her son, was murdered some years ago. And now she says, yeah, it's as bad as you see in the headlines in the Oakland area, in Alameda County. And much of it has to do with the DA, Pamela Price, another Gascon type. That's what we got to do down here. I mean, the ballots are out. We're going to be talking more about the election. Because election day is March 5th, but the ballots are already out, and you could vote from home and mail it in. That's what most people are going to do now. So you have to vote against Gascon and have him removed. And I very, very much want to see the top two finishers be two of the challengers to Gascon. Please do not vote for Gascon, and encourage everybody you know not to, so he gets squeezed out of the top two positions. And then we can have a real debate between two qualified people. All right, we're going to talk more coming up. Oh, yeah, the latest on Biden. Biden too senile to be charged. That is the message, basically, from the special counsel Robert Hur in the classified documents case against Biden. Unbelievable.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
So much stuff coming up. After 2 o'clock, we're going to have the mayor of El Cajon on. That's, you know, much closer to the border than most of us are. And he has seen in the last 7 days, 5,000 migrant encounters. He says there's a shift in migration away from Texas and Arizona now to California. It's over 85,000. Illegal aliens have been dropped in San Diego County in the past 4 months as Texas puts up more razor wire. The drug cartels are finding an easier time coming into California where they're not challenged. And so now there's mayhem in San Diego from all the illegal aliens. Nothing like young men without any work and money. Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, Bill Wells coming on, and looks like he's running for Congress, too. So we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. All right, more news is coming out. This really is a big deal. And I am wondering, are they doing the happy dance in Gavin Newsom's office in Sacramento right now? Because it looks like it's wide open to get a new Democratic nominee based on this news. If you haven't heard, Robert Hur is the special counsel who is assigned by Biden's attorney general, Merrick Garland. And Robert Hur's job was to find out about the classified documents case. Remember, it turned out that Biden had lots of classified documents from his vice presidential days, from his days in the Senate going back to the 1970s. They were scattered in various homes and locations and offices. They have decided that, yes, all this happened, but they're not going to press any charges. One of the reasons is, and I'll reiterate some of what I read last half hour, and then I've got new stuff. In an interview with our office, this is her writing, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president. Forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. Forgetting on the second day of his interview when his term began. He did not remember even within several years when his son Beau died. His memory was hazy, describing the Afghanistan debate. He seemed not to remember who was his allies and who were opposed his views in his administration. And here's some more. Again, this is from Robert Herr. We have also considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him. By then, a former president who's well into his 80s of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. Mr. Biden's memory was significantly limited, both during his recorded interviews with the ghostwriter in 2017 and his interview with our office in 2023. And its cooperation with our investigation, including by reporting to the government that the Afghanistan documents were in his Delaware garage, will likely convince some jurors that he made an innocent mistake rather than acting willfully. So he has got serious cognitive decline, probably some form of dementia or Alzheimer's, and he can't remember even what years he was vice president. He can't even remember the year his son died. And in any normal world, he would no longer be president. He certainly wouldn't be running for president. He wouldn't have the Democratic Party nominating him for president. So what's going to happen next? Is he really going to go forward? And how does he run if his mind is in this permanent state of decay? This is not going to be a campaign. I mean, I know they're going to hide him, but really. Now we know for sure that the reason he's being hidden, that he only works from 10 to 4, the reason he doesn't do interviews and press conferences, is that his mind is shot. And we've heard it repeatedly, several times just this week alone. And the only thing that's been missing is everybody in Washington and everybody in the media saying out loud what they see with their own eyes, what they hear with their own ears, that they know to be true, all the people who work with him, all the people who cover him. There has been a conspiracy of silence. And it's what Joe Scarborough said from MSNBC. He's got a morning talk show, and he said off the air, every single Democrat he has on off the air says basically Biden shot. None of them will say it on the air. And so it sort of doesn't exist, really. But this is bad. And this is the embarrassing part that the White House officials were fearing. They had talked this week. They had let it be known, trying to get ahead of the story, that there could be some embarrassing revelations. And I was wondering what, because it's classified documents, right? They were all stuffed in boxes, and people forgot what's what. It's not that captivating a story. Trump shouldn't be indicted either for it. I mean, if they didn't indict Hillary, then not for Trump, not for Biden, right? There's got to be one uniform official protocol here. But here was one of the reasons why. Big reason why. They in so many words, they think he's senile. Okay, if he's so senile that he couldn't sit through a jury trial, maybe he's too senile to be president of the United States. And by the way, this, you know, they did his deposition with him 2023, last year. And according to this report, he was having trouble remembering things in 2017 when he was talking to a writer. So it's over. It's over for his brain. If he continues running, if he continues serving as president, it's because everyone is willfully ignoring it. For what reason? I understand not wanting to have Kamala Harris become president. Maybe that's a powerful enough reason. When we come back, Bill Wells, the mayor of El Cajon in San Diego County, down close to the border, he says that the cartels have rerouted the illegal aliens away from Texas to some extent, and now they're coming to California, where there's less resistance. And he says they witnessed 5,000 illegal alien encounters in just the last week, last 7 days. Deborah Mark live, the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.